Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Wednesday, July 18th, 2018. Today is World Listening Day. This year's theme is Future Listening, created by Filipino sound artist Teresa Barroso. The theme calls for reimagining a personal and universal future through listening. Participants are encouraged to examine their hopes, dreams, ambitions, and fears for the future, and reflect on the question, what does your future sound like? About a year and a half after the start of the largest outbreak of hepatitis A in Berlin to date, more people are still suffering from hepatitis than usual. Franz Allert, president of the State Office for Health and Social Affairs, or the Legeso, stated to the German press agency that the outbreak isn't over yet. With almost 50 registered cases so far this year, the figures are still at an increased level. In 2017, 213 people in the city were infected with the virus. In the previous year, when the outbreak began, 91 patients were reported. Among them were a conspicuous number of men. According to the recently published 2017 Legeso Annual Report, 2 out of 3 male patients reported having sex with men. Condoms are not considered sufficient protection against hepatitis A. Legeso called on the risk group to vaccinate. On average, around 50 cases are reported in Berlin every year, but these are usually individual cases, such as travelers who picked up the virus through contaminated water or food. This time, however, experts also saw a connection to outbreaks in the gay scene in other European countries. According to Legeso, more than 3,800 patients have been registered since the end of 2016. Legeso has warned about the outbreak with ads in dating apps and ran a campaign to shed light on the pathways of infection. Sometimes those infected do not yet know they have it in its early stages. Hepatitis A is particularly contagious before symptoms appear. Unlike other forms of hepatitis, the infection has no long-term consequences, but can cause illness for weeks. Symptoms include nausea, vomiting, upper abdominal pain, and yellowing of the skin and eyes. The Senate wants to make it easier for people without a home to find a suitable place to live. Social Senator Elke Breitenbach said that the new concept includes the whole city and that the key point is the development of a central database with all available accommodations which meet certain quality standards. The aim is then to offer families in need or individuals accommodation quickly that meets their needs and is also humane. Until now, the individual districts are responsible for these issues. According to the Social Administration, the districts currently accommodate just under 37,000 people without permanent residence in emergency shelters, including around 6,500 recognized asylum seekers. There are 20,600 households, a good fifth of which have children. In addition, there are homeless people living directly on the streets. They are not officially counted so far, but experts assume they number from 4 to 10,000. Breitenbach referred to forecasts according to which about 47,000 people without a permanent home will have to be accommodated in Berlin in the coming years. A 10-year comparison of the real estate market shows that purchase prices in Berlin have risen significantly. Buyers in the capital currently have to pay 129% more for property than in 2008. In the market analysis carried out by Immowelt.de, the offer prices of condominiums and houses in the 14 largest cities in Germany in 2008 and 2018 were examined. The result? Berlin, at 3,710 euros per square meter, is in the upper midfield of the cities determined in each case. In 2008, the purchase price was still 1,620 euros and has therefore more than doubled since then. The reason given for this increase is the enormous influx and the associated demand for living space. The most expensive city is Munich, with an increase of 141% at 7,070 euros per square meter. Prices in Hamburg, 103%, and Stuttgart, 100%, also rose more than twice as much as 10 years ago. The extreme right-wing NPD is calling for the formation of citizens' militias in German cities. In a video produced by the party's own propaganda organ, Deutsche Stimme, members are on patrol on Berlin's S-Bahn. The right-wing extremists want to create so-called protection zones for Germans, stating that they believe it is necessary because the state can no longer protect its citizens from, quote, foreigners and migrants with aggressive domination. The Berlin police have reacted to the video on Twitter and made it clear that they strictly reject militia-like networks. The federal police responsible for the suburban trains told the Berliner Morgenpost on request that the film is currently being evaluated under criminal and civil law and remarked that, quote, the monopoly on the use of force lies with the state. We support civil courage and attentive citizens who inform the police in case of danger. We strictly reject vigilante structures. Our response to this always depends on whether the persons involved pose a danger or commit crimes. According to the newspaper, Deutsche Bahn also expressly disassociated itself from the action. There are 750 Deutsche Bahn security forces who protect all passengers regardless of their origin. Since the video was made without the permission of the Bahn, there was also a violation of house rules. So far, however, the German railway has not been able to detect any citizens' defenses in its trains. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. You can also find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.